Your guest speaker for today is John Grubb.
We're studying basic facts of the faith, and we are currently looking at how to find the church Jesus built. Jesus promised to build His church. His church, His kingdom, is still in existence. The problem is there are so many different churches that exist in the world. How do we find the one church that Jesus promised to build and that still exists today? The way that we find it is by the characteristics of the church. It began on the first Pentecost after Jesus rose from the dead, as recorded in Acts chapter 2. That is about A.D. 30 in the first century. So we now know the first characteristic of the church Jesus built. That is, when it began. Upon learning when the church began, it becomes very easy to see where it began. We just have to see where they were when the church began, and we will have the answer. In Acts chapter 2, that's when the church began, they were in the city of Jerusalem. This was according to prophecy, Isaiah chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. Now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow to it. Many people shall come and say, "Come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us His ways, and we shall walk in His paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." Luke 24:47, "And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." The church Jesus built began in Jerusalem. If a church started in a place other than Jerusalem, it cannot be the church Jesus promised to build. Note now in Acts chapter 2, verses 5 and 14. "And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven." And then verse 14. "But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, 'Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words.'" The church Jesus built began in Jerusalem. Where is Jerusalem? Jerusalem is in Israel. It's in the Middle East. That's where the church Jesus built began. If a church began at any other place, it cannot be the church Jesus built. If it began at any other time, that church cannot be the church that Jesus built. So we know when the church began, and we now know where the church began. Let's now discuss the name given to the church Jesus built. Jesus said in Matthew 16:18, "I will build my church." Also, He used His own blood to build the church. Acts 20 and verse 28. "Therefore take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which He purchased with His own blood." Who does the church belong to? It belongs to Jesus. It is His church. He purchased His church with His own blood. The Apostle Paul called it churches of Christ, Romans 16, and verse 16. When Paul says churches of Christ, he's talking about individual congregations of the one church Jesus built. In order to find the church Jesus built, it has to have the right name. Of course, it could have a Bible name and not have the other characteristics. In order for a church to be the church Jesus built, that church must have all the characteristics. Some say the name is not important. We do not believe that in other areas of life. We do not give bad names to our children. But if names were not important, it would not matter. We do not name our children Jezebel or Judas because names are important. We know that Jezebel is the most wicked queen mentioned in the Bible. We know that Judas Iscariot is the one that betrayed Jesus. Names are important. We understand that. And the name of the church that Jesus built is also very important. If a church does not have a Bible name, that church cannot be the church Jesus built. If a church has a Bible name, but does not have the other characteristics of the church that Jesus built, it cannot be the church of Christ either. We look now at the founder or foundation of the church that Jesus built. Jesus is the founder of his church, the only founder, and the only foundation. Matthew 16:18, on this rock, Jesus says, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Jesus is the founder of his church. It's not Peter. It's not some other man. It is Jesus Christ. And then Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 11, for no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Jesus is the only foundation of his church. If a church has a founder other than Jesus, that church cannot be the church Jesus built. Then we begin to look at the organization of the church that Jesus built. Christ is the founder. We just talked about that in Matthew 16:18. He is also the head of the church. Ephesians 1, verses 22 and 23. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Jesus' church does not have an earthly headquarter. Instead, Jesus' church is organized into independent, self-ruling congregations. Each congregation has a group of men to lead the congregation under Christ. The names or titles given to this group of men are elders, pastors, and shepherds. Please remember what we have talked about in our lesson today. We reviewed when the church began. It began on the first Pentecost after Jesus rose from the dead. Where the church began? It began in the city of Jerusalem. And so if a church did not begin about AD 30 in the city of Jerusalem, that is in Israel, that church cannot be the church that Jesus built. If a church does not have the proper name, that is a Bible name, that church cannot be the church of Christ. Plus, if a church does not have the right founder and the right foundation, that church cannot be that church that Jesus promised to build that he built almost 2,000 years ago, that church that still exists today.